All right, and we have time for one more, I believe. The third one. The rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. The guy who shot the Pope. Did that guy pray the rosary every day? No. If he prayed the rosary every day, do you think he would have shot the Pope? I don't think so. Let's look at Hitler. If Hitler was a guy who prayed the rosary daily, do you think Hitler would have been the Hitler that we know? No. He might have been Saint Hitler. But no, instead of that, he's Demon Hitler. I don't know if you know this, but demons can also become... people can become demons. We can become demoniacs. Anybody who's in hell is a demon. All right. It's not like the same with angels, because the angels are angels, and men will never be angels, good or bad, but demons are the damned. Okay. Anyways. So the rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice. Destroy it. It will decrease sin and defeat heresies. What? Where do you get this information, young man? What is it? Okay, you have to remember, when the Blessed Mother gave it to St. Dominic in the 1200s, she gave it specifically for this. To defeat heresies, to destroy vice, to decrease sin. This is why it's given. Imagine, okay, let's say your son is a sinful, you know what, and he probably takes after you, no offense. Let's say your son is very sinful, and you give him the rosary, and he says, what am I going to do with this? And you say, let's meditate. You want a miracle? You need a miracle to get into college? Come on, let's meditate. He's like, but I'm so sinful. Well, the mother of God's never going to help me. Okay, well, let's go. Come on, she's merciful. She's forgiving. Let's see what we can do. And then you think, oh, why? And you're thinking to yourself, why would the Blessed Mother help? Because, listen, if your son is there meditating devoutly for 5 minutes or so on each mystery, thinking, oh, the Blessed Mother, and like looking at the virtues. Remember, we're supposed to be meditating on the life of Christ so that we can, what? Be other Christ, to be followers of Mary, to transform ourselves to them, right? So we're sitting there, look, Jesus is carrying the cross so patiently. He's loving it. I'm trying to be like him, so that's what I'm meditating. How can I be like Jesus? Oh, maybe I should be more patient. Maybe I should endure my hardships better. You know, so see what I'm saying? Maybe that this cross that I have of not getting into college, well, I gave this cross to myself. And not only that, but maybe it's not a sign that God doesn't love me. Maybe he's keeping me from going to the school that's going to be bad for me. All right. So obviously, if I'm meditating on the life of Christ and with the mindset of what can I gain from them to learn about happiness and holiness, well, of course you're going to be converted. If somebody meditated on the Bible and prayed with it regularly, the life of Jesus, they're going to be converted. Why? Because the life of God, the Word of God, is Spirit-filled. It is built for the conversion of sinners. Of course, they're going to be converted. Heretics will be converted. I know of situations. So one of the great heresies today, what's a great heresy? They don't have faith in the real presence. They don't go to confession. 2% of Catholics go to confession at least once a month. 2%. How many go to communion? So many. How about the Eucharist? Nobody believes in the Eucharist. That's why everybody's receiving it in the hand. And after they receive it in the hand, they don't even look at their hands to see if Jesus is still there. They don't even care. They don't even want to care. They don't even want to change. Because they know if it's God, they got to change. All right. So they keep treating Jesus like if he's a cracker. And they leave crumbs everywhere. Right? And they just wipe their hands and wipe their pants. So what does this have to do with anything? Well, imagine if this person was devoted to the Holy Rosary. And they went to the church early and they prayed the Rosary. And they're praying the Annunciation. And the Annunciation is what? Saying, Mary saying, Fiat, thy will be done. Amen. So be it. Right? Whatever. In the same way, they're thinking, oh, I'm going to Mass right now. What does this have to do with my life? Okay. Wow, the Blessed Mother receives the Word of God into her soul, into her body. And when I say, thy will be done, or to Amen, or Fiat, whatever, when you go up to communion, what happens? You receive the Word of God into your body. And then what? Well, the second mystery is the Visitation. So like the Blessed Mother, I'm going to have Christ within me, and I'm going to go out into the world and be charitable. So that the Holy Spirit may inspire others to praise the Lord, right? And that's the same thing. That's me. I got the communion. I'm going outside now. And I'm going to be nice in the parking lot. And people are going to say, whoa, that guy was so nice. Even though I wanted to get a cut across him, he was so nice. Praise the Lord for this holy guy, right? The same thing. It's going to what? It's going to help you realize that this is Jesus here in the Eucharist. And not only is this Jesus, but I love this God. I love this God, this guy who's my God, right? All right. I tried this out in the middle school. Some of them don't pray the rosary anymore. And of course, when you hand over your Marian devotion, like I said last video, you basically say, come on in, Satan, I'm yours. Because you have no more, firepower. Big time. Padre Pio called the rosary his weapon. The weapon, actually. That's what he said. So anyways, where I was teaching, many of the kids, they would prostrate themselves face down on the ground. They would do penitential rosaries with their arms outstretched. They would kneel down on the concrete. They would kneel down for Holy Communion. They would weep in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. They would see the face of God in the Eucharist. Some would see the Blessed Mother. All right? Why? The rosary, it not only helps you have an understanding of who Jesus is, it builds a love for God. It's an encounter with God and the Holy Spirit. And the meditation will lead you to contemplation. The whole idea and the whole goal of our spiritual life is to always be in the presence of God and to offer everything we do out of love for God. So how can the heresies not be defeated? That's so clear. It's so easy. Destroying vice, decreasing sin. Of course, you increase grace. That's what happens. You increase grace, you decrease sin. All right, God bless you. God love you. I cannot wait until tomorrow. Oh, but let me add one more thing. So you think this rosary, this is for kids. They teach this to kids. Yes, it's like a little seed. You give it, it starts off really small. But if you continue faithfully, guess who said the rosary daily? Come on, guess. Okay. Padre Pio said 19 rosaries a day. And that guy is as spiritually heavyweight as you can get. So what did he say? Oh, one rosary is not enough. I want more. So yes, you have one. You remain faithful to it until the end, staying in the state of grace, receiving your sacraments, doing your good works. And guess what? You're going to be going this same seed, although you think this is elementary. No, no. No, guess what? You get a PhD in theology, in spiritual theology, firsthand, taught from the Lord himself. Let's say, for example, again, if you're meditating on the mysteries of the rosary, like the finding of Jesus in the temple. He was in there with the scholars of the law, the teachers, and the PhDs, right? And what happens? All these PhDs are learning from a little humble kid. Just like when you go to the adoration and you're praying your rosary, you yourself are learning from a little humble host, just even though they're PhD. So I'm learning the same things or more than the PhDs because we're learning the same. All right, so God bless you. God love you. Stay with your rosary. Next thing you know, you'll be a famous mystic and contemplative. They do the rosary faithfully. They don't give it up. Why? Because it is the cornerstone of the New Testament. It is the life of Jesus. That's all of our faith is comprised. Keep following it faithfully. Keep meditating on the prayers faithfully. And God will bless you with the letting you see the face of his mother and letting you see his beautiful face. And if not this in this life, guaranteed you'll see it in the next. All right. God bless you. God love you. Have a great day.